From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting a powerful earthquake struck southern Taiwan near the city of Tainan Saturday, collapsing a massive apartment complex and killing at least 11 people, including an infant. Authorities say dozens are feared trapped in the building. Hundreds of people were injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the epicenter of the shallow 6.4 magnitude quake was located about 40 kilometers southeast of Tainan. Taiwan's Central Weather Bureau said several aftershocks followed. On social media and in news reports, some remarked that the earthquake reminded them of the island's massive quake in 1999. Representatives of the United States, China, Pakistan, and Afghanistan have agreed on a plan to facilitate direct peace talks between the Kabul government and the Afghan Taliban. Senior officials of the four countries who met in Islamabad Saturday issued a joint statement calling on all Taliban factions to join the peace talks, expected to begin before the end of this month. Members of the Quadrilateral Coordination Group said their roadmap for peace in Afghanistan has stipulated the stages and steps in the process toward a political settlement and an end to violence. The Taliban were not at Saturday's meetings, and they have not indicated whether they will join full peace talks. Meanwhile, authorities in Afghanistan said Saturday national security forces and U.S. drone strikes have jointly killed at least 28 Islamic State fighters in a restive eastern region bordering Pakistan. Local officials said the overnight attacks happened in Achin and Batakot districts of the province of Nangarhar. This is VOA News. The mosquito-borne Zika virus is revealing new challenges almost daily, especially in Latin America, where the disease is most prevalent. In Brazil, health officials say they found live samples of the Zika virus in saliva and urine. Paulo Godella, a scientist at the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation, said casual kissing increases the risk of being infected with the virus. Brazil entered the alcohol-fueled carnival season Friday, a time when people commonly kiss strangers they meet at huge street parties. United Nations and human rights organizations are calling for a complete stop to the harmful practice of female genital mutilation, which affects millions of women and girls worldwide. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva that the call for a global ban comes as the world commemorates Saturday, the International Day of Zero Tolerance for Female Genital Mutilation.
Women and girls have been subjected to female genital mutilation for millennia, with the earliest recorded excisions having been performed on Egyptian girls in 25 BC. Indeed, Egypt in the 21st century remains one of the countries where FGM is most frequently performed. A recent report by the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, finds at least 200 million girls and women alive today have undergone female genital mutilation in 30 countries. The study notes half of these so-called cuttings have occurred in three countries, Egypt, Ethiopia, and Indonesia. FGM is widely practiced in countries in Africa and the Middle East. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The White House says President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed in a phone call Friday that a planned ballistic missile test by North Korea would be another provocative and destabilizing action. A White House statement said the two leaders agreed that such a test would violate multiple UN Security Council resolutions. North Korea recently announced plans for a rocket launch following what Pyongyang said was a successful test of a hydrogen bomb in January. Tens of thousands of Syrians are fleeing their homes in Aleppo for a safe refuge in Turkey. They're escaping as Russia intensifies airstrikes in northern Syria against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. The Pentagon has released nearly 200 pictures previously withheld from the public that document prisoner abuse in some Iraq and Afghanistan detention centers from 2001 to 2009. The photos come from independent criminal investigations into allegations of misconduct by U.S. personnel. That's according to a Defense Department spokesman. I'm Sarah Williams, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.